As every one of you has probably learned by now, life never seems to run out of challenges. That is especially true for those of us who are parents. In some extraordinary cases, those challenges can appear insurmountable. That was very true in the case of my guest today, Sue Irvine. Sue just recently published a book about her experience, which is titled Healer Evolving. I'd like to welcome you, Sue, to Issues and Ideas.
I'm glad to be here.
Your son, Chad, was born 6 weeks premature, and that plus complications during birth, which led to oxygen deprivation, meant that Chad's survival and his childhood would be almost unimaginably challenging and would certainly change your life and lead you to become later in life a psychic healer. Describe what actually happened during his birth.
Well, Chad was premature, and when I gave birth to him, he was whisked away into the East Nursery, which was one of the top preemie wards in the United States.
Where was this?
At Stanford Hospital. And we were told that he had hyaline membrane disease, and I asked if he would, you know, how soon he'd get better, and the doctor told me that the babies always got worse before they got better. And then it seemed that he had either a miraculous recovery or never had it. And then we were told, oops, you know, not so fast. He has he had a beta strep infection that probably went into his spinal fluid. So we, you know, went through that, and he emerged all right, as far as we knew, for a preemie.
But it sounded like the doctors were preparing you for the worst in the beginning, huh?
No. As a matter of fact, most of the doctors were like, oh, just this has been a miraculous experience. Everything went right that had to go right. But then I talked to one doctor, a resident. He said, you gave the beta strep infection to your son. You might think you have a healthy child, and then at the age of 3, find out he's retarded.
So that was more from the infection than from possible oxygen deprivation, or are both factors involved? Because there was oxygen deprivation during the birth process, right?
Well, there was a number of, during the birth process, which was high forceps, with this beta strep infection going into his brain, could have been an oxygen, could have killed some of the brain cells.
So initially the doctors thought that everything had gone very well, and then things looked a bit less promising, it looked a little bleaker, and finally in the end it turned out okay, but there were some complications that were to last all through his childhood.
Correct.
Talk about the actual complications of what happened during his first 10 years of life. What did he have to deal with and you have to deal with?
Okay, well, the situation with Chad is that he had a diagnosis of cerebral palsy and asthma. And with the cerebral palsy, he was very bright. He was affected from the waist down, and then he was more affected on his right-hand side. So in the cases of cerebral palsy and asthma, the medical profession treats the symptoms and not the cause. So because Chad's dad and I both had scientific backgrounds, we were very much encouraged when we learned about the patterning from the Institutes of the Achievement of Human Potential, because they treated the source and not the symptoms. The idea was to train and send tactile messages to Chad's brain. This is what it feels like to go through normal development.
So basically they had more faith in the plasticity of the brain, especially the young brain, than the doctors might have.
Well, they certainly, their belief system was, if we've got some dead brain cells, number one, we don't know how many, why don't we encourage the child to go through normal development by sending them the tactile messages, this is how to do a perfect crawl, with the hopes that other brain cells will take over the function of the dead brain cells.
And there were other complications as well, too, like with his eyesight, and there were allergy problems that continued for a long time, severe allergy problems, isn't that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So the vision problem had to do with the lack of oxygen to his brain.
Okay, so this basically led you into a decade of intensive care for Chad in and out of hospitals, plus all the special training and conditioning. And if that wasn't enough, you had a constant battle with the authorities to homeschool and treat him at home rather than resorting to what would have been dependency on a wheelchair to go to school and exposure to the multiple toxins of the school environment, which most children seem to be able to deal with, but in Chad's case could have been disastrous. So early on, you decided not to take the easy path recommended by doctors, the path of surgery, which they recommended for the cerebral palsy symptoms and for the eyesight. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but instead to explore alternative treatments and to spend years working at home reconditioning and retraining Chad's mind and body. Describe some of those alternative treatments for us.
Well, I think the one of the big deals that brought in the whole neighborhood was the patterning program we were on, where we did numerous techniques to stimulate the brain. And also because of the allergies, we did some extensive things to our home. We took out all the polyesters and plastics, and we changed our heating. We took out carpeting drapes, okay, which would be in the polyester plastic purge. And we put him on a special diet, all organic food, one item per meal, and we would rotate that every 7 days.
Did you ever really fully understand what the connection was between all these severe allergies and the original birth process, the complications of the birth process?
Well, we were told that he had hyaline membrane disease, and that's where a sac covers the underdeveloped lung. So because of that, a lack of maturation in the lung area, he continued to have a lot of respiratory illnesses.
Mm. All right, Sue, I'd like you to read a passage from your book here, which is called Home Free All, because I think it will give the listeners a clear picture of what you actually were going through during those years with Chad in this reconditioning program. So why don't you go ahead and read that section?
Home Free All. I lie on a beach towel in the backyard. Our dog Brandy pants in the shade of the Chinese evergreen. Some clouds move in front of the sun. A breeze refreshes. 9-year-old Chad took 272 steps today. The laughter and tears of his first steps are over. He punched the side of the rust-red sofa, said, "It's not good enough." I roll over. I shield my eyes. The sun reflects on the aluminum cylinder of one of our 20 solar collectors, an addition to our house after our 5-week hospital stay to isolate Chad's allergies. On our return, we tore out the carpeting. We took down the drapes, changed our heating, removed all the polyesters and plastics, put Chad on a 7-day rotation diet, one item per meal, organic food only, gave him daily allergy shots, replaced our clothes and bedding with cotton, a second mortgage, and a year later, no more hospitalizations. My face is covered with oil and sweat. I stand between Chad and the surgeon's knives, eye muscles, heel cords, hamstrings, psoas intact. My pink hands glisten with perspiration. I feel the bump on the bone of each finger from one of the wooden dowels that went through the strap loops attached to Chad's vest as he lay on the table while the metronome beat out pull, hold, release. Show my child what breathing feels like. Pull, hold, release. We respiratory pattern 6 hours a day for 3 months, 4 hours a day for 6 months. Other daily activities, 5 minute hip stretch, 1 minute mask, 5 minute cross pattern, 5 minute crawl, 3 minute upside down hang, visual stimulation, 5 minute ladder walk, math flashcards, 5 minute knee walk, and so on up to 7 hours a day, 6 days a week, our days measured out by the stopwatch. After 3 months of patterning, Chad has feelings in his legs. After 2 years, he can see with his unseeing eye and can stand by himself. 5 long years precede this day. Some flies, a mosquito, and a carpenter bee dart about the compost pile where 10 months before I studied the brown cicada exoskeletons, the gold rubbery sponge-like piece of placenta, discards from the making of Chad's herbal tea given to us by Martha, our acupuncturist. After 1 month of drinking herbal tea, Chad sleeps through the night. After 4 months, he is no longer on daily asthma medication. Chinese herbs were then selected by Martha to lengthen his tendons and strengthen his body. Acupuncture awakens his legs. 5 months later, Chad is taking controlled steps. The other day, in a game called Social Security, Chad drew a card stating, "Name two things that you love." I overheard him say, "My family and walking."
Yeah, I feel a little guilty making you live through all this again, but I guess you've done it many times. At least the outcome was definitely made it all worthwhile. I'd like the listeners to know that I've actually had the chance to personally meet Chad. He's now 40, is that right?
Yeah, just about 40.
Okay, and he's relatively healthy, certainly energetic, very bright and active young man. You would never guess from seeing him and talking to him today that he had this decade, his first decade of life was this excruciating. But he obviously had a lot of inner strength and a mother who was very dedicated. It basically was about 10 years before he really was a normal kid again, right? The first 10 years were all, you know, there was slow progress in the beginning, and then it speeded up by the time he was 7 or 8.
Well, once we got to acupuncture and Chinese herbs, everything went very quickly. We had him in top physical shape, muscle-wise and so forth, from the patterning. So he was ready to go.
But you realized during those early years that no matter which way you turned, whether it was to listen to the doctors and go through surgeries, or do this program basically apart from the medical establishment, that you were taking a gamble, right? I mean, either way, it's a gamble, and there's no guarantee that either one of them is going to pay out in the end.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Well, at least you made the right bet, and I'm very happy for you and for Chad. There's another reading I'd like you to do for us now, because if you had made a different decision, it gives a good impression of what might have been. On page 96.
The woman at the beach.
Right, okay.
The sun warms our faces. The cool ocean breeze tousles our hair. Bruce, Chad, and I hold hands. Chad hastens his stiff gait to keep up with us. He walks on his toes. A young blonde skateboarder narrowly misses Bruce. Chad giggles. His right eye wanders. I see a woman and a boy in the crowd up ahead. The boy has red hair and no smile. Thick lens glasses are strapped to his head. I hear the voice of Chad's eye doctor from years ago. Acute strabismus. He may have 5 operations by the time he's 15. The boy's hands, curved like duck heads, hold his mother's hand. His feet are flat on the ground. He shuffles slowly as he walks. I remember the words of another of of another doctor of Chad's. Surgical assists are done often. He needs surgery on his heel cords, hamstrings, and psoas. Lateral slices weaken the spastic muscles. Can repeat. Eventually ruins. The woman has short brown straight hair with bangs. She wears a drab brown coat, brown skirt, and gray wool knee socks. Her face, void of makeup, is well lined. Our eyes meet. They lock. Seconds stretch out slowly. I have seen her son. I know the black holes of her life. Her mouth is open. She gapes at me. She didn't know she had a choice. She has seen my son. She knows I said no.
Very moving piece. Let's finish up talking about your development. I mean, your book is entitled Healer Evolving, so let's follow up on that idea a little bit. After Chad was out of the woods, so to speak, by the time he was in his late teens, you pursued this healing path in a much more intensive way. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when we were going to the acupuncturist Martha, she was taking a class with a psychic healer, and she invited me to bring Chad so that the group could work on him. So we went, and we had Chad lie on the carpet. We all put our hands on him, and after a few minutes, I started to feel tingling in my hands, and the psychic healer told me that I was feeling healing energy coming through me. So that was like a very big experience for me. And when I had opportunities, I was very happy to do it. So I was always curious about this. And I wanted to learn, you know, more about it. At one time, I became a massage therapist with the idea of learning how to run healing energy. So I went from there to taking a Reiki class to studying with local healers, and then eventually found my teacher, Rosalind Bruyere. I've been studying with her now for 17 years, and after 16 years, I was ordained as a reverend of the Healing Light Center Church.
Hmm. Do you think that all that might have happened if you hadn't had this experience with your son?
Oh, absolutely. It would not have happened unless Chad had educated me as to what was going on in the world.
And what's your belief about, do you think most people have the potential to reach that kind of healing ability, or that they have psychic powers that they're born with, which somehow atrophy because of their lifestyle?
Well, my feeling is this, that healing is a very trainable skill. However, you need to be with the right teachers, and you have to be dedicated, because it requires a lot of practice, not just the actual healing itself, but energy practices. It may include meditation, yoga, tai chi, any martial arts. But it's like writing is a practice. You have to do it.
The book, once again, by Sui Irvine, is Healer Evolving. It's available on Amazon.com, and I highly recommend it. And I'd like to thank you for being our guest this afternoon, Sui.
Thank you. It's been a delight to be here.
Okay, thanks once again. This is Gene Stroll signing off for Issues and Ideas. Good afternoon.